Aleichem. We're in page Mem Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of the page. It's a new part from the Mishnah that you already read, and it's written Ad Kama Mezamnim. In the Mishnah, it's written Ad Kama Mezamnim. What's the amount? What's the amount of bread that a person have to eat that he's gonna be able to join the Zimun?
Where is it of that?
Mem Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of the page, there are two dots. In the beginning of the line, it's written Behametiv Chozer Arosh, and then there's two dots Ad Kama Mezamnin Bechule. In the thin lines,
7 lines before the white lines.
7 lines before the white lines. So, Ad Kama Mezamnin, what's the amount of bread that a person should eat that he can have the ability to join the Zimun benching Mechule? So over there in the Mishnah, the Tana Kama, the first opinion is to say Ad Kazait, means as an olive.
Rabbi Yehuda.
No, this is Tana Kama. And then Rabbi Yehuda is saying Ad Kabeitza, an egg. Rabbi Yehuda contradicts Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the first opinion. The first opinion is saying, soon we're going to see by the Gemara that the first opinion is Rabbi Meir's opinion. And we know that we have that rule, Stam Mishnah ke Rabbi Meir. That if you have just a Mishnah, that the name of the Tana is not written over there, we know that it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, that is waiting for all of us in Tveria, amazing place. So, Ad Kama Mezamnin, what's the amount of bread that the person should eat to be obligated in Zimun? So, Tana Kama, the first opinion that it's Rabbi Meir is saying Ad Kazait, as an olive. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying Ad Kabeitza, a bigger amount, like an egg. A person should eat an amount like an egg to be obligated. Alright, this is the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is saying, Lememra, so you're coming to tell me, you want to say, the Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir's opinion, Chashiv le kazait, he counts kazait like an olive as an amount that obligates the person. Rabbi Yehuda kabetza, and Rabbi Yehuda as an egg, that the amount that is obligating the person is like an egg. This is your assumption. But we heard the opposite opinion. We have another Mishnah. That in that Mishnah it's written exactly the opposite. That none, because we saw in the Mishnah, that Mishnah is in Masechet Psachim, that is talking about the sacrifices of Pesach and more sacrifices, halachot about sacrifices in Bet HaMikdash. And it's written over there, V'chen mi sheyatza mirushalayim, and also the person that went out from Jerusalem, means that it was a holiday, the person came to Jerusalem to sacrifice his sacrifices, and now he went back out from Jerusalem towards his house. V'nizkar, and suddenly he remembered, Shehaya beyado b'sar kodesh, that he had holy meat in his hand, means part of a sacrifice that he was supposed to eat it in Jerusalem, in front of the house, in front of the holy house in Jerusalem. So, the Mishnah is saying, Im avar tzofim, if he passed tzofim, it's observers. Yes, observers. What? Tzofim. People that are watching. So, what is that place, Tzofim? It's Har HaTzofim. Over there, from the window, there is no other place in the world that you can do that. Over there, you see, you cannot see it, even from me. But it's behind those two hotels, huge giant hotel. There is a huge mountain. Over there, there is Hadassah Har HaTzofim, the university over there, the hospital over there. This is Tzofim. This is Har HaTzofim, Mount of the Tzofim. Over there, if a person went and pass that mountain of Har HaTzofim that is less than 1 kilometer from here. So for Bimkomo, he have to burn that meat in that place. He cannot go back with it. He cannot continue with it. He have to burn it in that place. Ve'im lav, but if he haven't passed the mountain of Tzofim, Har HaTzofim yet, he's closer to Jerusalem. Chozer ve'sofo lifnei habira. So he comes back to burn it. Lifnei habira, in front of the house, in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Me'atze hama'aracha, with the wood of the altar of the ma'aracha. Ma'aracha, it's the altar that they were sacrificing, all of the sacrifices. So with those woods that been used on the altar, he would use to burn his sacrifice. He's not allowed to take it and to continue, or even to eat it. He have to burn it. Ad kama hem chozrim, what's the amount of meat that they're going to find? Now the Mishnah is asking, what's the amount of meat that they're going to find in their hands that going to obligate them to go back? If it's just a crumb, something very small, a very small slice of meat, should he go back? What's the minimum of meat, holy meat, that he should return? He should go back to burn it. Rabbi Meir Omer, so Rabbi Meir is saying, Ze vaze bekavetza, this and that in an amount of an egg. You see that Rabbi Meir counts the amount that counts as an egg and not as an olive like we assumed before. Before, Rabbi Meir was holding the shita that like an olive is obligating the person to say Birkat Hazimun, a small amount like an olive. But now we can see that Rabbi Meir is saying that Kabetza, the bigger amount, is obligating the person. Means that it counts. That is the amount that counts for him. So now you see that Rabbi Meir is taking the other opinion, the opposite opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Ze vaze bekazait, that situation and that situation, means before of Har HaTzofim and after Har HaTzofim, bekazait, like an olive. So you see that there is an argument between themselves. They disagree with themselves. They're arguing between themselves. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan came to us to solve that problem for us. Mukhlefet Hashita. The Shita means the method, the words in our Mishnah that we were talking about, the one that was talking about Birkat Hazimun, benching. Over there the opinion been switched. It's a mistake. This is the answer of Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying in our Mishnah that we said that Rabbi Meir said kazait, like an olive, and Rabbi Yehuda said like an egg, kabetza. It's a mistake. You just need to replace that the Tanakama gonna be Rabbi Yehuda, and the second opinion gonna be Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. This is the answer of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is a Tana Upalig. He was from the first generation of the Amoraim, and he counts like a Tana. So his opinion strong.
He can challenge the Mishnah,
exactly. He's got the power to argue with Rabbi Meir, with Rabbi Yehuda, even though that he was an Amora. Because he's the first generation of the Amoraim. And he was huge. He was Mara de Atra. He was the chief rabbi of all of Eretz Israel. He was huge. Okay, this is the answer of Rabbi Yochanan to solve that situation, that argument for us. But Abaye Yamar, Abaye said, Le'olam lo tibuk, you never should switch the opinions. I'm gonna find you an explanation, an answer, how it can be that they disagree with themselves and it's also okay. Don't need to switch. And now he's explaining. Hacha, here means in our Mishnah.
in our sugya, it's here, not in Psachim. Psachim, it's over there. Where we saw something, it's over there. But here, in the sugya that we're dealing with, in the sugya that was talking about what's the amount that a person gonna eat bread that he's gonna be obligated to join the zimun. So hacha bekra'e palige. Oh, shulem alechem. We need to say shulem alechem. We need to say in that place in our Mishnah that they have an argument that is because of the verses. They were arguing on verses. Rabbi Meir Sabar, Rabbi Meir assumed that the meaning of the verse, Ve'achalta, you know that the obligation of saying Birkat HaMazon, it's from the verse, Ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. You eat, you've been satisfied, now you're obligated to bless Hashem Elokecha. This is the obligation. So, Rabbi Meir assumed, ve'achalta, the word, what we're going to learn from the word, ve'achalta, and you ate. Zo achila, it's the food. Ve'achalta, it's the obligation to say Birkat HaMazon on the food. Ve'savata, and been satisfied. Zo shtia, Rabbi Meir is learning from that it's drink, that you have to drink also in the Suda. Or that also you should have last bracha on drinks. Ve'achila, and because of that he is learning what's the amount that a person should eat to be obligated in bracha. Bekazayit, like an olive. But ve'Rabbi Yehuda, an olive is the smaller amount. It's the lower opinion. The smaller opinion. Ve'Rabbi Yehuda savar, but Rabbi Yehuda assumed, he's explaining the verse in a different way, and he's saying, ve'achalta ve'savata, he's not dividing between food and drinks and liquid. Just he's saying, what we're going to learn from ve'achalta ve'savata, ate and satisfied, achila sheyesh basvi'a. That only when the person is eating enough to be satisfied, then he is obligated to say Birkat HaMazon. Ve'ezozo, and which amount is that? Kabetza, like an egg, that it's a bigger amount. Alright? Now, Abaye explained to us that the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is not on the Shita, what is important, what counts to obligate. Just all been learned from the verses. And in the verse, Ve'achalta ve'savata, they have two different explanations. Rabbi Meir is saying that achila ve'achalta, it's food. Ve'savata, satisfied, it's liquids. So you just need to eat. How much it's to eat? He's saying as an olive. But Rabbi Yehuda's assumption is to say ve'achalta ve'savata, he's not dividing that to food and drinks. He's just saying a food means eating, that you're going to eat enough to satisfy yourself, means to be full. So he needs a bigger amount of bread, a bigger amount of food. So he's saying kabetza, like an egg. So even though that in Psachim they're going to have a different opinion, it's because they don't have a verse over there. The verse over there is not forcing them to nothing. The verse is, they learned it from the Mishnah. They have their halachot. Soon you're going to see exactly on what they're counting also over there. But here the verses are forcing them to learn it like that. Hatam, and over there in the Mishnah of Masechet Psachim, Besvara Palige, over there they're arguing on a Svara. How you can say, translate Svara? Svore. What?
It's holding, or he's holding, it's opinion.
Understanding. In that they're arguing. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir assumed, Chazarato, the way of going back to bring that piece of sacrifice back to in front of the house to burn it, Ketum Ato, is like. It's equivalent to the amount of tuma of what?
Impurity.
Of impurity. Of impurity. Ma tumato bekabetza. What's the amount of a meat that gonna become to be impure? Bekabetza, like an egg. Af chazarato bekabetza. So also to bring it back is in the same amount of kabetza, because he doesn't want the meat to be contaminated, to be impure. So this is the amount that can be impure, can be contaminated. This is the amount that you're going to bring back. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir over there. The Rabbi Yehuda, that over there Rabbi Yehuda in Pesachim assumed the smaller amount, kazait, like an olive. Savar, chazarato keisuro. You need to bring it back in an amount that's going to be equivalent to the amount that is not allowed to eat. That if a person ate it in a wrong way, in a way that was not right, he will going to be punished on that. It's not allowed, because we're afraid that he going to eat it outside of the area that it was allowed to be eaten in Jerusalem.
Understand, about the amount or the
about the amount. The location is obligates them to bring it back or to burn it in that place.
So how can they have a requirement if the requirement is not to fulfill the miyotzi? They have it up, I don't understand.
Because one of the Tanaim, that it's Rabbi Meir, the first opinion that claims kabetza, like an egg, right, he's afraid from contamination, from tumah. But Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid of that. He's afraid from the isu, that the person going to eat it and going to be obligated in punishment, to be punished on sinning. Not from the contamination, from the isu, not to sin. One is afraid from tumah. One is afraid from the lab, from the isu, from the prohibition.
The lab of eating too little?
What's supposed to eat so the food that is sacrificed in the temple?
Bro.
Outside
bro,
of the temple.
Bro.
So when you eat outside of the temple, you get punished. So what is the minimum amount you need to eat outside of the temple to get the punishment? This is the minimum amount that you have.
Same question.
Just Eric Fuchs.
There's a minimum amount
Eric Fuchs. Boys, I'm learning Marai. What are you doing? Balagan. Alright. Ma isuro bekazait. What is the prohibition? As an amount of kazait, as an olive. Also the obligation of coming back gonna be in that amount of kazait, like an olive. You want to learn it again?
We're not afraid he's gonna eat it. We're afraid that we make the amount is
isur achilato.
According to the isur of the
who knows? He can mistake. Alright, but now he's saying, alright, what? Now we're going to start making campfire in Har HaTzofim? There's a hospital over there. You cannot make fire. Police going to come, going to arrest the person. So he's saying to himself, I'm going to burn it. I'm going to burn it in my house, in the north, in Tzfat. And then he keep on walking, and suddenly in the way he switched them, and now he's going to eat an isu. He's going to eat something that he's not allowed to eat accidentally. But it's going to be isu, that is very strict, very not allowed. All right. You want to review that or to let the
Mishnah?
I'm going to review that again.
101 times.
101
times.
Wonderful.
Two.
Below neighbor. Okay, again. Ad kama mezamnin. What's going to be the amount that's going to obligate the person to make zimun? So, in the Mishnah, we saw that Tana Kama, that it's Rabbi Meir, is saying ad kazait, an amount of an olive. Rabbi Yehuda is saying ad kabeitza. And Rabbi Yehuda is disagree and saying ad kabeitza, a bigger amount, the amount of an egg. Lemeimra, so the Gemara is telling us, Lemeimra, you want to say the Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir, chashiv le kazait, he counts an amount of like an olive that is the amount that obligates him. Rabbi Yehuda kabetza, and Rabbi Yehuda counts only kabetza, means that an olive doesn't count, and only like an egg gonna count for him by his shita. But we saw the totally opposite opinion by both of them. That we saw in the Mishnah in Gemara Masechet Pesachim, that it's written over there on a total different subject, but still talks about amounts that obligates. So over there we saw, v'chen mi sheyatza mirushalayim, and also a person that went out from Jerusalem, v'nizkar, and suddenly remembered, shehaya beyado b'sar kodesh, that he was holding in his hand holy meat, means sacrifice. So, im avar tzofim, if he passed the mount of tzofim, har tzofim, sofo bimkomo, he have to burn it in that place, exactly. Ve'im lav, and if not, chozer v'sofo lifnei habira, he should go back and burn it in front of the temple, the Beit HaMikdash. Me'atzeh ha'ma'aracha, by the woods of the altar that's been used to burn the sacrifices in Beit HaMikdash. You have to use those woods. So, the Mishnah is asking, ad kama hem chozrim, what's gonna be the amount that gonna obligate them to go back to Jerusalem and burn it in front of the house, or maybe if they're after Mount of the Tzofim to burn it in that place, what's the amount of holy meat that they're gonna hold that's gonna obligate them in that Mishnah that you just learned? Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir is saying, ze vaze bekabeitza, that and that means before of Haratzofim or after Haratzofim, both of them is bekabeitza, like an egg. Yes, Rabbi Tzvi?
They're not asking over here if it's before or after Haratzofim.
Zebazeh.
That's not the Zebazeh. It's the Zebazeh is for both the meat and the hummus.
Asking about the amount of bread, does he have to eat to be in the zimun?
No, this is Masechet Pesachim now. Now we're in Masechet Pesachim.
Yeah, but the zebzeh is on the chometz and the basar, not before or after the.
How we got to chometz?
Because we're not asking on if he has to. We know that if he's after Hatzofim, he has to burn it immediately. It said that. We're asking him. If he's holding the chametz, or if he's holding the basar,
okay,
what is the amount that we need to go back? And then
you're
they're
right.
Both replying. It doesn't change the answer.
You're right. That chametz, because Baruch Hashem, because we're such huge talmidei chachamim, so we didn't know the Mishnah that written before. In the Mishnah before, you're right. In the Mishnah before, in the over there in Pesachim, the Mishnah before is talking about chametz, about isurim.
If you took chametz outside of Yerushalayim. No.
He's writing here in the resha of that Mishnah, in the beginning of that Mishnah, over there in Pesachim. If a person went to slaughter his sacrifice in Pesach, in Yudalet Benisan, and he remembers suddenly that he's got chametz inside of his house, if he can go back to his house to burn it, and to go back to his mitzvah of slaughtering the sacrifice, so he have to go back. But if he cannot do that, means that he went too far already from his house.
Because he has to get there in time.
So it's enough for him to cancel the chametz in his heart. And over there, and then it's written, v'chen mi sheyatza mirushalayim, and also a person that went out from Jerusalem and is holding the holy meat in his hand, like the Mishnah that we read. So actually, Baruch Hashem, thank you very
much. How much of that chometz does he have to if it's less than a beitzah or less than a...
What's the amount of chometz that he should go back to? Thank you very much, Rav Tzvi. Very good. Very good. Thank you. So, again, so Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing not on one subject, on two subjects. What are those two subjects? One is the, what is the amount of chametz that obligates him if he's able to go back to his house and to burn it, and then to go back to slaughter the sacrifice of Pesach, or if that he is too far, just to cancel it in his heart. So, this is one issue that they're arguing on. Second issue is on that Mishnah that we explained, that we saw right here, about the holy meat that's been took out accidentally from Beit HaMikdash, from Jerusalem. What's going to be the amount of that also? And they disagree on those two amounts. So, Rabbi Meir is saying, Zeva Zeh, this and that, means the chametz and the holy meat. Bekabetza should be an amount of an egg, that it's a bigger amount than what that we saw before on the obligation of eating that amount, to be obligated in zimun, in benching. That over there Rabbi Meir said, kazait, like an olive. So here we see that even stronger, like the Rav Tzvi shown us, that now you have two issues, chametz and holy meat, that in both of them he's claiming kabetza, opposite than the first opinion that we saw of him, that was as an olive and not as an egg. The Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Meir, and he's saying, Zeva Zeh, the obligation to go back to burn the chametz, or the obligation to burn the holy meat, in both of those, bekazait, like an olive, and those two opinions arguing with his first opinion in our Mishnah that we saw over there, that he's obligating the person to bench only when he's eating kabetza, and here he said, like an olive. And in that, Mishnah in Pesachim is claiming like an olive, in our Mishnah he said like an egg. So, it's very hard, Kashya, it's hard Rabbi Meir on Rabbi Meir, it's hard Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan came to fix the, to straight our minds, to explain to us that argument, and he's saying, Mukhlefet Hashita. In our Mishnah of Masechet Brachot, that in that Mishnah we were talking about the amount that obligates the person to bench, to join the Zimun, the amount over there, the opinions over there, been switched. He's saying that instead of saying Rabbi Meir an egg, Rabbi Yehuda as... Rabbi Meir as an olive, Rabbi Yehuda as an egg, switch them. Say Rabbi Yehuda as an olive and Rabbi Meir as an egg. That's the amount it's going to obligate. And then it's going to be the same in all of the situation, in all three situations. But Abaye disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. And Abaye is saying, Leolam lo tipu, you don't need to switch the opinions. Hacha bekrae palige. Here they're arguing on the verses. Here means in our Mishnah that talks about Birkat Hamazon, about the Zimun benching. They have an argument on the verses that Rabbi Meir assumed. Savar ve'achalta zoachila. On the obligation of Birkat HaMazon and the obligation on Birkat HaZimun, we already learned that it's the same. It's on the same amount. So, Rabbi Meir Savar, Ve'achalta, the word Ve'achalta, and you ate, he assumed, he learned from that, Zo Achila. This is food that a person have to eat. Ve'savata, and you've been satisfied, the next word, satisfied, Zoshtia, it's drinks. Like I said before, that you can learn from it two things. One is the obligation to say last bracha on liquids, on drinks, means borei nefashot rabot v'chesronon. And the second limud is that it obligates the person to drink while that he is eating during the seuda. If a person is eating bread and meat, everything, and he haven't drank water, there is an opinion to say that his Birkat HaMazon going to be only Midirabanan and not Midoraita. For the Deoraita, we're counting on that Shita of Rabbi Meir that said that V'achalta V'savata U'verachta, the obligation to say Bracha is only after you ate and drank. So this is why a person has to drink in during his Seudah.
Tamarim who go by Rambam do not drink during a meal, because Rambam said not to drink during a meal. And in here, because of Mazon, it does not mention drinking. So they won't be lying.
Okay. So, by the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, V'achalta zo achila, to eat, it's the food. V'savata, I've been satisfied, zo shtia, it's drinks. V'achila, bekazait, and now he's obligating the person to eat the smaller amount, that it's like an olive, that it's enough to eat, it's shiur achila, kazait. But, V'rabbi
Meir... So you have to eat, and eating is a kazait.
Kazait. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, "V'achalta v'savata." He's not dividing food and drinks. He's just saying, "Food, you should eat enough that you're going to be satisfied from the food." Means full. So for him, it's a bigger amount because from kazait you cannot be full. A normal person is not going to be full from an ox.
No, so far, the mayor says, "V'achalta," that's eating, and what's eating?
Kazait.
The sabata
is liquid drinks.
Drinking.
So he is obligating you to have both of those things that you're going to be able to say Birkat HaMazon. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Rabbi Yehuda savar, v'achalta v'sabata, he's not dividing to food and drinks. He's saying you should eat enough achila sheyesh basvi'ah. Food, you should eat enough that you're gonna be satisfied from the food.
Right.
Means a bigger amount of food, of bread. This is why he obligates us in Birkat HaMazon only after eating kabetza, amount bigger amount, like an egg. So by his shita, from the Oraita, you're not obligated at all to drink during your seuda. Just you have to eat kabetza, like an egg. Vezo kabetza, so it's like an egg. Hatam, over there in the Mishnah of Psachim, Besvara Paligi, they disagree on way of understanding. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir assumed Chazarato Ketum Ato, you should go back if you're holding the same amount of holy meat, and also go back.
If the amount of meat that you're holding is equivalent to the amount of meat that would be able to become tummy.
I don't know if that is talking about, because here they're not saying zeva ze. Here they're not saying this and that. Before we saw that they said this and that, they were talking about chametz and the meat also.
Right.
But here they're not mentioning zeva ze in both of the cases. So maybe, I don't know that, just maybe they're talking here only about the holy meat, but maybe not. But maybe they are talking about both cases. I don't know.
Or, so Betumah Tov is the amount that needs to be burned.
Chazarato, it's to go back. To go back, it's in both...
Rabbi Abaya talking now.
What?
Rabbi Abaya is talking now.
So, but he is explaining...
So he just talks about what is interesting
the
for
meat.
Us.
Maybe. Chazarato, it's to go back. And he needs to go back in both cases. Also for the chametz, he needs to go back. So, I don't know for sure. But, maybe. So, again, by pshat, it's talking about that holy meat. Because it's talking about contamination. And in chametz, we don't have that fear from tum'ah. You're not being contaminated by having chametz.
Chametz is
not tamei. Chametz is not tumah. You have a prohibition on chametz, not mitzvah tumah.
But the bread itself can become chametz. That's what I'm saying. How much of a quantity of meat or of chametz, gam zevzeh, can become tamei?
Can chametz become tamei?
It's okay. Yeah. What?
Can chametz become tamei?
Every food can become to be tameh, but not the fact that he become chametz makes it to be tameh.
Right.
Chametz is not tameh, but we're talking about a certain amount that can become to be tameh, contaminated. That is the amount that counts. Alright, so from that, Rabbi Meir is learning. Rabbi Meir is learning chazarato ketumato. You should go back for a certain amount that is equivalent to an amount that can become to be tame, contaminated. Exactly. Umatu, no. Matum ato bekabetza, like a betza, and egg, a bigger amount. Afchazarato bekabetza. So also you should go back for an amount that is like an egg. Rabbi Yehuda sabar, but Rabbi Yehuda said that the reason that you go back is not because you're afraid of tumah, not on that, not from that you're going to learn. Just sabar chazarato ke isuro, you should go back to the same amount that's going to be equal to the amount of the prohibition, that is not allowed to eat that amount. Chametz, you're not allowed to eat from it. You're going to be obligated in karet by eating it, kazait, sacrifice, that the person going to be punished, being obligated in certain punishment on eating it, going to be as an amount of kazait, like an olive. So, Rabbi Meir learning from the amount that's going to be tameh. Also in meat, also in bread, in ours, in... No, not in bread, I'm sorry. Also in meat and also in chametz. And Rabbi Yehuda is learning on meat and on chametz from a different reason. He is afraid, Rabbi Meir, from tumah, contamination. Rabbi Yehuda is afraid from the prohibition, from the isur. Ma isuro be kazait? What's the amount that's going to be not allowed? It's kazait, like an olive. Af chazarato be kazait. Also the amount that he should go back for is like an olive. Chazak uvaruch v'shal koach. Let's learn Rashi on that. Vehadar l'reisha, it's not it. Mi sheyatza mirushalayim, it's written in the third line of Rashi on the left side. Mi sheyatza mirushalayim, the one that went out from Jerusalem. Le'el mine mayre. Over there in Masechet Pesachim, it's written. Ha'olech lishchot et pischo, a person that goes to slaughter his sacrifice of Pesach, ve'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz betoch beto, and suddenly he remembers that he's got chametz inside of his house, im yachol lachzor ulevaer, if he can go back and burn it, ve'lachzor le'mitzvato, and to go back in time to his mitzvah of slaughtering the sacrifice of Pesach, yachzor vivaer, so you should go back to your house, burn it, and run back to Beit HaMikdash on time. Ve'im lav, but if you don't have enough time, and if now you're going to start walking back to your house, you're going to lose the time of sacrificing, slaughtering the sacrifice of Pesach in time, you should cancel it in your heart, the chametz that you have in your house, and don't burn it. Yevatel belibo, cancel it in your heart. Look how much power the person have in his heart, that you can cancel it, and it's going to be canceled. And you have to believe in that. And we are not believing in those things. We for sure, if you were in that situation, everyone going to admit that he would have his doubts, what I'm doing, what am I doing, I have chametz in my house. Even that you said the kind's cancelling, you would chase after yourself, what I'm going to do, the chametz in the house, it's wrong. Cancel it in your heart. Listen to the voice of Chachamim, and it's been cancelled.
Look it up, we can cancel it twice, and we sell it.
Sacrifice
the son because cancel it twice. And we sell it. Now, if you will not going to cancel it in your heart, you cannot sacrifice the
son. And we sell it also.
Because because we know that we don't have faith.
וכן
מי שיצא מירושלים, and exactly like the person that went out from Jerusalem, and suddenly remembers ונזכר שיש בידו בשר קודש, that he's holding holy meat in his hand, ונפסל ביציאתו, and now it's been disqualified, the meat, when he went out from חוץ לחומה, outside of the wall of Jerusalem. So, אם עבר צופים, if he passed Mount of the Tzofim, מקום שיכול לראות בית המקדש, that it's a place that you can see the בית המקדש from there. So, he is burning it in the place. But if he is before, he should go back to see בית המקדש. לפני הבירה, מקום בהר הבית, it's a place in הר הבית, the Mount of בית המקדש, שיש שם בית הדשן גדול, that over there there is a place that they were burning disqualified sacrifices, ששורפים פסולי קודשים קלים, that over there they would burn disqualified sacrifices, holy sacrifices. כדאמרינן בזבחים, like that it's written in גמרא זבחים, בפרק תבול יום, in the chapter תבול יום, a person that dipped in that day. Okay, so he goes back to burn it in a place that burning sacrifices. זה וזה, this and that. Thank you Tzvi, thank you Rashi, thank you Schuttenstein, thank you Art Scroll, thank you Hashem Barach, Chametz Uvsar Kodesh. This and that, it's Chametz and Holy Meat. Thank you Yonatan also. Chazarato Ketumato, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Chazarato Ketumato, you should go back in a for a certain amount that is equivalent to the amount that received Tum'ah. Garcinan. This is how you should learn it. Shi'ur chazarato, the amount to go back for, ke shi'ur tumato, is equal to the amount of meat or some food that receives tum'ah. Midi dechashiv, that is counts. Linyan tum'ah, what that counts on that subject of tum'ah, chashiv ze linyan chazara. It's important also to go back for it. Thank you very much.
Are you giving the share of thought?
Hopefully. Yes. You should know that I need those
no,
shiurim a lot more than you.
Wait.
Trust me.
Wait.
Thank you.
That's the damage in the forest. Thank you.